Oh, here we go. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a fantastic singer, jazz singer, blues singer, soul singer. She's fantastic. I met her actually about 2 months ago. Her name is Simone Perks. What a fancy name.
I know. Tell me about it.
Simone. Have I said it correctly?
You have at long last.
What did I call, you first of all?
Simone. Everyone calls me Simone.
Simone.
Yeah, I've always been a Simone. My mum got it from a French box of chocolates, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Thank God it wasn't milk tray, really.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've grown up being called Sir What.
Mm.
I do have relatives who still send cards to Siobhan, which is great, or Siobhan, as I... And my maiden name was Kid, which was really interesting when I worked in Yorkshire, because people were asking, hey, have you got Smoghead there? So, yes, that's my name.
I'm trying to whisper. I'm trying to whisper.
To me, I sound like a great big docker.
No, you don't. You sound like it's fine. Now, we met. Let's just talk about how we met, and then we'll talk about your...
It wasn't music. A website.
No, well, but it was. For friends under 5 foot, I wanted. That's the website I went to. You went for a site for people over 5 foot one, but under 5 foot two. Very specialist. Pay a lot of money for those sites. Now, we met through a mutual singer.
We did. We did. The wonderful Burgundy Williams, who's over from New York.
Who has a beautiful voice.
Amazing.
And we met up to do some BVs.
We did. We did. And the rest is history. I made that wonderful sort of toasted marshmallow thing.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook is dangerous. Listen, they do. They show these wonderful videos that make you think you can do stuff. You know, anything from jumping off the Eiffel Tower with nothing but a handkerchief to hold you back, or making toasted marshmallows filled with ganache.
Mm. You like cooking?
I like the results. These curves do not manage themselves.
I like food. It's just not fair. I do love food. I didn't eat any of that, actually. I didn't have any.
Well, we couldn't. Burgundy took it home.
She did, didn't she?
Do you remember the ganache didn't set exactly right, so it was like this pool of melted chocolate.
Yeah.
She messaged me later to say she'd had eaten the whole thing.
Which how many calories was in that? About 10,000?
I couldn't count up to that number.
I'd have blacked out before actually eating all of it, but she managed to do a round of applause for us. She did so well. So tell us about your music, because you've got quite an interesting backstory to your music of being doing music and then not.
Yeah.
So when did you first start singing and doing music?
Okay, you're not going to believe this, but I did actually sing before I could talk. I was raised in a pub. And my cot was above the jukebox. And I always thought...
Not on
just,
it.
Well, you know, what can I say? Room was tight. And it was actually above it. It was the Beehive, Great Waltham. And my mum, you know, she said, oh, yes, she used to be able to sing before she could talk. And I was always like, oh, will you please? But actually, that was apparently the truth. And I just thought everybody could sing. And I remember singing when I was about 5 in church, standing up on a box... Little donkey. You can really turn that into a good blues, actually. And I had the most amazing experiences singing. I went to a school that had a bit of a reputation, not going to lie, Rainsford. By the way, it wasn't a good reputation. That was in Chelmsford. And we just had an amazing year of people, including people who have gone on to have amazing music careers. So I did the most, I did. I'm going to use the word amazing again. How boring is that? I did Edinburgh Festival. I sang in Germany. I was never at school. So I couldn't do any O-levels because I had no coursework. And then I did join a band after I finished school. And but I didn't know how to be a singer. So it was like, well, what do? I know I'm going to go and work in a shop. And that's what I did. And I got married and had kids, and they're amazing and old now. And when I got made redundant a few years ago from my day job, I thought the only other thing I want to do is be a singer. So I'm still feeling my way through it, but I actually just love the process of singing. For me, it's my communication.
Mm.
It's like my language,
yeah,
which is great. I mean, there are some songs I've never sung. I am a fire starter. It's a bit dangerous to sing that. But, you know, most other songs I do, I love to communicate.
Mm.
And I love that. I love that whole thing.
Where did you get the love for jazz? Who did you listen to? Who are your inspirations?
That was probably my music teacher. When I was 11, I got told off for talking. Can you believe that?
No.
Right, it was my first day of school, and it was the French teacher, and it turned out she was also the music teacher. So as soon as she said, I'm looking for volunteers to play the violin and sing in the choir, I stuck my mitt up. And there was another guy in school, I call him another guy, his name's Martin Hathaway. And he is very fantastic professor at the Guildhall School of Music now. But at the time, he was about as the same size as his tenor saxophone. And I loved what he did and what we all did. And she formed us a jazz quartet. I then went into the Essex Youth Orchestra Jazz Band. So I got to work with people like crikey, I was 12, singing Ella Fitzgerald. Sarah Vaughan was the one that got me. There was this song called Remember My Forgotten Man, which hardly anybody knows. I was singing that on repeat and went from there, really. Even went to the Guildhall a few years ago for another course. See, I hadn't been out for, 19 years when I did actually finally go.
Long time in the house.
apart from work.
Oh, right, okay. So
all right. And people are so welcoming. I actually went to my first open mic because I had an argument with my daughter, who was then 18, and decided to tell me I was a sad, lonely woman. So she did. So
so you wrote a song about that.
She's going to love the will. And everybody was so welcoming, and that is literally what happens in our sphere, if you like. Yeah. So you'll go to the basement, whether you like listening to music or performing, come to the basement, everyone's going to say hello to you. They're going to ask you a million questions, not personal ones, but, you know, what music do you like? Oh, you're going to have to go to so-and-so, and you're going to have to hear so-and-so. Mm. And last week I went there to see a fantastic jazz setup. Dan Banks on keys, Jason Rebello on keys, and Ben Hearn, the amazing Zach Barrett on sax.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, look, Simon's here. Would you like to play at the Rittle Jazz Festival? Yes, I would, actually.
Yeah. So when's that coming up?
Oh, that's going to be next Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm meeting the person I'm going to be performing with after your show.
Oh.
I had loads of people always say that I sounded like Janis Joplin, but I wasn't familiar with her stuff. If I had a singer to aim for, it would have to be a French singer called Lara Fabian. And I am actually going to sing a song that she sings today for you.
Yeah.
Which it's just my dream song. And I thought, well, if you're going to go out on a limb on a radio show, might as well make it a good limb to go out on. Fingers crossed.